This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Canadian government on Thursday unveiled a $1.2 billion plan to help the country deal with the looming dangers of a warming world, such as floods, wildfires, and extreme heat. Officials said the so-called climate adaptation strategy will fund programs to help Canadians shield themselves from heat waves, protect coastlines from rising seas, and safeguard infrastructure. The plan includes provisions for the far north, which is facing the thaw of permafrost. The plan was unveiled as Prince Edward Island on Canada's eastern coast recovers from Hurricane Fiona in September. The storm was said to be the costliest ever to hit Canada's Atlantic coast. U.S. President Joe Biden says he'll try to push Congress to enact more gun control measures after a spate of mass shootings in the country in recent weeks. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Six people killed in a Southeast Virginia Walmart, five dead in Colorado Springs in just a week. And President Biden says more must be done to prevent these killings from taking place.
The idea we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick.
He tells reporters he'll take it to Congress, even though the session's almost over. Meanwhile, the president reached out to the owners of Club Q in Colorado Springs, offering support and condolences. While a worker at the Virginia Walmart, whose life was spared, says she doesn't think the victims were randomly chosen.
He was going hunting. He was picking people out.
Jesse Wilcheski, on the job just 5 days, says the gunman aimed at her and then told her to run. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You can keep up on that story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Recent uptake of COVID-19 vaccine booster doses in the European Union has been rather disappointing, according to an official on Thursday, amid concerns that protection against severe cases of the disease could weaken during the winter. The European average rate of revaccination or receiving booster doses was only 29%, and the groups of people considered to be at highest risk, such as the elderly and the immunocompromised. European Union energy ministers have met at an emergency meeting on gas prices, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
As winter approaches, EU nations have not been able to agree on the question of gas prices, which are expected to skyrocket. The soaring prices are a result of Russia's war in Ukraine, with Moscow slashing gas supplies to all the European nations critical of Russia's actions. The meeting was focused on trying to break a deadlock between countries like Greece, Spain and France who want a cap on prices to ease household bills, and those like Germany and Netherlands that are insisting a price cap could cut supplies. Estonia's Minister of Economic Affairs, Riina Sikkut, believes a price cap is necessary, but it is a tricky balance.
The security of supply is paramount. If the price is too high, we can compensate, we need to compensate, but we cannot threaten the security of supply.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Russian lawmakers on Thursday gave their final approval to a bill that significantly expands restrictions on activities seen as promoting gay rights in the country, another step in a years-long crackdown on the country's embattled LGBTQ community. And in the United States, some Ford SUVs are being recalled. AP correspondent Rita Foley has more.
Ford is recalling thousands of SUVs because a cracked fuel injector can spill fuel or leak vapors onto a hot engine and cause fires. The recall covers Bronco Sport and Escape SUVs from model years 2020 through 2023. Ford says it's not recommending that the owners stop driving the vehicles or park them outdoors because fires are rare, says Ford, and generally don't happen when the engines are off. But Ford does say that it's gotten 20 reports of fires, including 3 that ignited nearby structures. I'm Rita Foley.
Avian flu has wiped out more than 50 million birds in the United States this year, making it the country's deadliest outbreak in history. This, according to data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the deaths of chickens, turkeys, and other birds represent the worst U.S. animal health disaster to date. That tops the previous record of just over 50 million birds that died in an outbreak in 2015. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.